I'm here with Richard Jones, Head of Policy and Public Affairs at IOSH, at the Liberal Democrats Conference in Glasgow. Richard, hello. How's it going so far?
It's very good. You know, there's a strong buzz around the place. You know, and we're pleased to be here. It's the first of this party conference season, so we're testing the new stand, and it seems to be going down very well.
Well, there's certainly a buzz in the air here in Scotland. Tell me, what is IOSH's message this year?
Well, really, we're looking to promote health and well-being. It's one of those areas that's sadly neglected, and it's a growing problem area. I mean, you only have to look at the statistics, you know, to see how, you know, the days lost from injuries is about 3.2 million, days lost from ill health about 22.7 million. It's a huge disparity. So we need to sort of concentrate people's minds on health more than safety. Of course, we can't take our eye off the ball with safety, of course, otherwise it'll turn around and bite us.
And of course, IOSH has to really stand out to get noticed, because we're in competition with lots of other exhibitors here. But I think we've done that, haven't we, with the Operation Game. Tell me more about the stand.
Well, the stand is, we've borrowed the theme from a children's game called Operation. And we've got a huge version of it. You know, it's about three quarters life size. So it's really quite eye-catching. And it's engaging quite a few of the delegates here, who, you know, many of them remember it fondly from their childhood, so are keen to have a go now. And of course, once they've successfully negotiated all the little body parts to be extracted, we then give them a facsimile of a prescription that contain all our key messages, and it's our prescription for a healthier UK PLC. And then we give them a little pack of mints, which look suspiciously like a little blister pack of medicine. And to encourage them to do more, we give them also a pedometer. So, it's all going very well.
So that's a really good way of engaging people and holding people's interest, isn't it? And getting what is an incredibly serious message out there into the public and political consciousness. What do you think the politicians here over the next few days will do? Do you think they'll take notice and actually try and push this agenda of health and wellbeing forward?
Well, we certainly hope so. There's no guarantees in this. But with the way that we've modified the Operation Game is, it's not as the children's version. We've dotted around and if you see any pictures of it, you'll see we've got sort of very interesting facts and figures dotted all over the tabletop, you know. And as they're sort of extracting the brain, for example, you know, it shows the startling statistics of work-related stress cases, for example, you know, when they're extracting the section of the spine, you know, we see all the sort of the back injuries and other sort of musculoskeletal disorders that happen, you know. And of course, when they get round to the lungs, there's the big startling fact of 12,000 deaths a year, that's mainly from previous exposures, but it's still something we need to work hard to address.
12,000 deaths a year, I mean, that's equivalent to what, how many jumbo jets crashing?
It's between, depending on how many you pack in, you know, but it's 20 to 30 jumbo jets a year.
Wow.
If you just had one of those going down with all lives lost in a single year, there'd be an outcry. If you had 20 jumbo jets going down in a year, nobody would be flying.
That's startling to the point of almost, it almost floors you when you hear a statistic like that. So you can see why IOSH is here, you can see why the message needs to get out. What is your hope then for after the party political season is over? What message do you hope will be taken across?
Well, it's important that we attend party conferences. We're completely apolitical, so we attend all three. But it's important for us to be able to raise our profile and influence, hopefully. We need to be the voice of the health and safety profession and make it heard loud and clear to politicians, because the politicians, after all, are the decision makers, the policy formers, the legislators. And their decisions affect all of us. So if we can just start influencing a few of them, then we can get the ball rolling. You know, it's a we don't anticipate this happening overnight. You know, we're in this for the long haul, and we've just got to keep chipping away at them, you know, and presenting consistent and true messages. And that's what we're about.
Well, Richard Jones of Irish, thank you very much indeed.
All right, Tim, thanks.